WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 34 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Later today, local politicians and A&M officials will announce the next step in the expansion of Kyle Field.
The system office sent an email stating in part there will be an important update on the Kyle Field redevelopment project. Those scheduled to attend include A&M System Chancellor John Sharp, A&M President Bowen Lofton, College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters, and the Board Chairman of the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau, Hunter Goodwin. Talks have been going on for several months about the funding formula for the more than $400 million project. System officials said last September they requested $38 million from the Twin Cities and County. Last month, Sharp said the 12th Man Foundation's in charge of generating $100 million for naming rights, and the rest of the project will be funded by bonds that will be paid off by stadium revenue. At the time, the chancellor also said Kyle Field construction taking place in phases, being suspended to play home football games, remain likely but not finalized. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The days of spending $10,000 to run a computer line at A&M should be coming to an end. Chancellor John Sharp, addressing the Faculty Senate this week, introduced the system employee in charge of outsourcing by having him share the number to his personal cell phone.
And Philip Sixon give you his cell phone number. Philip, what's your cell phone? Unfortunately for you, Philip, I'm serious. What's your cell phone number?
Are you really?
This is going to hurt. BR549. No. 832.
Ray explained what has happened during the transition to outsourcing.
We found out that in some of the transition, they were picking up some older data in their pricing models and just some we actually had some employee errors, but not throwing anyone under the bus.
Sharp says the company that received the outsourcing contract that is saving $260 million in College Station is in line to work at 11 other campuses to generate an additional $92 million in savings for the system. The College Station School Board wants the legislature to do something that won't cost the state any money, but will make life better for everyone in public education. Board member Jeff Harris was among those calling to let the school year start 5 days sooner.
Balanced semesters, which is important when you think about a one-semester class in particular. Having finals before Christmas, being able to have ongoing staff development at reasonable times and for a reasonable duration, allowing us to coordinate the end of our school with local colleges and universities programs so that our students can take advantage of some of the summer programs that are available.
Last night's comments came as the board approved next year's calendar, which received district-wide support by a margin of nearly 2-1. An attagirl goes out to a Bryan woman who's been called so many times by a scammer that she's filed a police report, reporting phone harassment.
She was told she won some money, but she needed to pay to get her earnings. Well, she's refused to do that, but they keep bothering her, and so she's brought that to our attention and has filed a harassment case. So we'll start looking into that and hopefully tracking back that number.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says you can report phone scam attempts to police and the Federal Communications Commission. Yesterday's cold and wet weather delayed the installation of new speed limit signs in Brazos County, and today's weather might push it back a bit as well. TxDOT reports once conditions improve, signs increasing speeds to 75 miles per hour will go up along Highway 6, beginning at Benchley, then going south through the Twin Cities to the Grimes County line, and then back north. Then similar signage will be installed along Highway 47, and after that, Highway 21 from the Brazos River to the West Bryan city limits. A controversial radio frequency ID locator program being used in one Texas school district will be scrapped if one lawmaker has his way. State Senator Craig Estes calls the computer chips and student IDs Orwellian, referring to George Orwell's book 1984, which predicted a big brother, all-controlling state. He's filed a bill to outlaw their usage.
This is technology we use to herd cattle, and our children in school are human beings.
His bill would ban RFID student locators, which are being tested at San Antonio's John Jay High. One student has sued and lost in federal court, calling the new badges the mark of the beast. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 36 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5555. My roof.
Hey, it's 8:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure slides our way. That will have the tendency to get cloudiness out of the region and allow for some improving weather conditions across the area. I do expect some sunshine to develop today. Highs are probably going to be 50 to 55. It'll be clear, chilly tonight down to 30 to 35. Mostly sunny during the day tomorrow, highs near 55. Tomorrow night, clear, a low of 35. During the day Friday, it'll be sunny, and highs will be 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Here you go, it's 8:11, and Jason Bainsky with us. We were talking sports just because guys do that, and Kevin was in here, and we were talking about that. And all the mock drafts are coming out, and you know, there are any number of reasons to remind me that I'm old. I used to broadcast high school football when a guy named Raymond Rhodes was playing for the Mahia Blackcats. He's already been a coach in the NFL after, you know, and retired, and I used to do his game. So that makes me feel old, but I look at Matt Jokel's picture. Does he look 15 or so? I mean, just it's amazing how young that kid looks, and he's about to go into the NFL.
Yep.
And all the mock drafts have him no lower than 5. I mean,
yeah, that's some like of the worst
him,
one.
Yeah, have him number 1. And Mayor Bianski with us. Things are just better when the home team's winning, isn't it? Just
puts everybody in a great mood here in Aggieland when they win. So that's awesome. We appreciate that, Coach.
It is. Kind of as a sports tie-in now today, the system is going to have an announcement about where they're moving in the Kyle Field plan. There'll be elected officials there, but you're not there. Can you explain that to me?
Well, I had obligations to make an appearance at 2 o'clock. One of the local nursing homes is going to be honoring 18 of their residents that are turning 98 on up and older. So I invite everyone to come out and experience that. So we're going to have 18-plus Bryan residents that are at least 98 years old, and most of them are going to be 100-plus. So, I'm going to be there, and then if time allows, I'll try to make the press announcement at the Zone Club, but I've obligated for that months in advance, and I wouldn't miss that for the world. So I want to congratulate those men and women, residents of Bryan that reached that milestone.
Well, as kind of an advanced look at that, obviously we don't know exactly everything that's going to be spaced out. A lot of people have been there's the discussion generally is that the funding would come from the governmental entities out of hot money, and of course the city of Bryan would be a smaller contributor to that than the city of College Station would, but no matter what happens, is there a process that happens within the city government before you decide that you're going to get on to some sort of an agreement with the other governmental bodies that would have to do with dollars being spent from the city of Bryan?
Well, we haven't officially talked about it as a city council, so you know, they're moving fast, and we'll be discussing it in the next few weeks at some of our council meetings. It's not a process that the city council or the city votes on. The 0.75% hot tax was appropriated by the legislators years ago for the convention center. The convention center never made, and so they're just going to reappropriate the use of these funds for the new Kyle Field expansion.
Okay, when you say they, that's the legislature.
The legislature.
Right, because they must do that by law.
Correct.
Okay.
But it's not necessarily something that the city councils are going to vote on. I'm sure They would like some type of consensus from the cities. And again, we haven't talked about it as a full council. Brian's participation is very small. I mean, we're growing by leaps and bounds. We've got a lot of new hotels that are on the horizon, several of them under construction now. So, you know, I think our portion's about $50,000 a year, and they're talking about, what, $1.5 million over the next 20 years. So about $500,000 of that is going to be from the countywide three-quarters of a percent hotel-motel tax, and the rest of it, the $1 million, will be made up by the City of College Station's hot tax. I think they bring in about $3-4 million a year, so they're going to make up the difference.
So now educate me a little bit here. Now, when the legislature does that, will it then grandfather out at some point, or what would happen to that additional hot money after that, after like 20 years or whatever?
Yeah, I'm not sure about sunsetting legislation on that, but
okay.
You know, I think they've got about a $38 million mark that they're trying to achieve, and then I think at that point it could go out unless the entities decided to use the funds for something else. But at this point, the way I understand it, once the $38 million is paid for, then it would go away.
Okay, so got a little explanation there.
And it has received approval by the Hotel-Motel Association, widespread approval, you know, by the various entities. The top elected officials, the two mayors, the county judge are in support. Again, our big issue is we didn't want the home football games to leave Bryan College Station Aggieland over the next couple of years. It's important for our businesses. Again, this is on top of this is not going to take away from money from the Brazos Valley Museum or the Children's Museum or any of the other items that the hotel motel taxes go towards. This is going to be in addition to again paid for by the occupancy at the hotel. So not coming out of general funds for infrastructure improvements. These funds will be paid for by the visiting Aggies and the LSU Tigers and the Crimson Tide.
Okay. Jason Mayansky, the mayor of Bryan, joining us this morning. I think it's the first time we've had you back in the studio since you got your report back from Texas Reds. Basically, give us an overview of what that looked like.
Well, the attendance was about the same as previous years. We had, you know, a lot of rain that hit us that Saturday, so that definitely affected our numbers some. But, you know, again, good success, good way of promoting the community, promoting Bryan and all the wonderful things that are going on. People had a great time. It's something that we'll be looking at over the next few months to evaluate if we want to continue with Texas Reds either in 2013 or if we want to wait till you know, maybe go every 18 months and have one maybe April of 2014. So that's something that we'll be talking about. We just got the report. We're still looking at the report, but you know, to see if that's something we want to continue.
What are the determining factors then that would make you think about maybe doing this on an 18-month rotation rather than a 12-month rotation?
The time of year you're looking at, I mean, we like October. I like October personally. You know, we've had some people talk about getting it to the spring. There's a lot of things going on in the fall. You would have it, you know, every 18 months instead of every year. So, you know, that would help with budget cycles and that type of stuff. It would help, you know, a year comes by pretty quickly. So it's a lot of planning. It's a lot of preparation for the Texas Reds Festival. So it would give you a little more lead time until the next festival to prepare. And we've also talked about possibly bringing on professional entities. You know, I'd like to get it out of the laps of some of our city staffers that have other things that could be better serving the needs. And, you know, they put a lot of time and efforts into some of these preparations, and, you know, some folks that are possibly better prepared at finding vendors and making it more profitable.
Can we get a bottom line number right now? I mean, as you say, you're still looking at some of the numbers, but can you basically give us an idea? We ended up looking more in the hole than we were last year.
About the same.
Okay.
About the same.
And again, you're right. We couldn't do anything about the weather. The weather obviously negated an opportunity for a lot of concessions to be sold there at the end, and I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Some of the revenue was down because we did lose some of the alcohol sales Saturday night and some of the gate sales because of the rain. But the expenses were down this year also.
Sure. Jason Mayansky, the mayor of Bryan, joining us. And this is the first time I've had you in since, I believe, last week. The Bryan police chief made a proposal in front of council about changing the wrecker system. So folks will understand there's a rotation wrecker list, and if a wrecker is needed and somebody doesn't have somebody in mind, then a wrecker driver is then sent to the scene. He was looking at maybe condensing that list to be smaller, and it was basically not well met by council.
Well, I think the citizens need to understand that the city of Bryan doesn't pay for the wrecker services. It's basically a referral program. And so if there's a abandoned car, a stalled car, if there's an accident, and they don't, you know, you as a citizen have the right to call whom you like as a towing service. If you don't know of one, then the police department will refer one to you, and they'll call one for you. So it's very important to our police department that the entities and the companies that we work with and refer are reliable, and they show up on time within a timely matter. I think 30 minutes is the allotted time that they'd like to see them arrive on scene. And, you know, you as a citizen, if you're behind the accident, you want to make sure they're cleared as quickly as, quickly as possible so you can move forward the traffic. But so that's something we've been looking at. There have been some issues with some of the towing companies. And, you know, I think the council as a whole didn't necessarily want to go from 16 services to one service at this time. But if there's some issues and some concerns that need to be worked out between the towing companies and the police department and the city, that we look at working those out. And if there's companies that are no-showing, you know, they're showing up hours late, then we pull them out of rotation. Or we have some type of consequence for those actions. But again, it is the reputation of our police department, our chief, and our officers that are on scene that that they provide a good referral service, and they want to make sure that they're doing what needs to be done, and that the drivers have active licenses, and that they're the towing vehicles are in good shape. They do some inspections of some of the storage services. There's some monitoring there that they require. And so we're going to try to bring all the parties to the table and see if we can come up with maybe a compromise that doesn't necessarily go to one towing service at this point, because I know it is important and vital to a lot of those companies that they have those means provided to them. I think we have about 1,800 tows per year in mm-hmm. Bryan. So if you divide that out over maybe 16 companies, that's that is a good chunk of their business.
Well, speaking of companies, one of the things that came up was that an entity might have more than one company in that list, which would cause them as an entity to come up more often. As one member of council, what's your feeling on that?
Well, they're the companies are doing what they can to compete. You know, it's you know, smart practice and business on their part. They figure out how to work the system. There's nothing illegal in doing that, but you and I own towing companies, and I may have four DBAs and four companies, and maybe I'll put on JB's towing service magnet this time, and then I put on BJ's towing service magnet on the next time, but it puts you in rotation. And if it's a rotation basis, the more times you're in rotation, the more calls you'll get, the more money you make. So,
well, I understand the mechanics of it, but now from my standpoint, if Bianski Tow, well, DeLucia Towing, okay, we'll put it on me, and my SD driver did an okay job, but my Dell driver did an awful job. Okay, it's still the same entity. How can you extract then those bad operators when, in fact, those are just drivers? Why don't we penalize the entire entity if they have a driver, no matter what the magnet sign on the side of the truck is? Why don't we penalize the entity?
Most of the time, it's the same driver, it's the same truck, it's just a different magnet.
Okay.
But again, if it's if they go back to the operator and the owners of the company, and I think several of the owners had mentioned in public hearings and public comments that, you know, they would go back to that one entity, and you would figure out who the owner of those entities are, and that person would be liable and responsible at that point. So, you know, again, it's a system, and they understand how to operate the system. We are looking at other communities around Texas to see what they're doing and what's successful and what's not successful. And, again, I support our Bryan Police Department and want to do everything we can to streamline their processes and also want to make sure that they provide a quality service for our citizens in those times of need. So, you know, I think some of the complaints are, you know, those towing jobs are less profitable than maybe going over to Northgate and towing some college students there at the bar locations. And so, you know, I've heard that maybe that's a second or third priority. And so if they've got the $150 tow job, that's the first preference. And then maybe I think we pay $100, the $100 tow job that they're allowed to charge. And for the Bryan jobs are second priority. And so they may pass that up. Well, that's going to have to be a top priority if they want to participate. And I think maybe we have a sign-up period, a contractual basis at the beginning of the year, and then if you go off, you can't come back on for the next year, or, you know, and you're just not, because someone can, you can kick someone off, and they can come back on under another entity, another mm-hmm. name, and so you've got to find a way, I think, to work with the operators and help them police each other and work together, again, for the betterment of the citizens and for the system where they're making money, yet they're providing a quality service, and no one's beating the system and no one's abusing the system.
Sure. What else you got for us this morning?
Well, just looking forward to 2013. We've got a lot of wonderful things happening around Bryan, and you'll see a lot of new construction. Permits are up in commercial and residential. You know, we'll be evaluating and discussing with the council if they want to go ahead and have a retreat. A lot of times this time of year we'll have a retreat. We do have one new council member, so might be a good opportunity to talk about everything going on in the city of Bryan and what our future plans of action are for 2013. But so far everything's been wonderful, and I just want to wish everyone a happy and safe and prosperous 2013, and looking forward to visiting with you in the up and coming months.
If folks didn't see, it's Sunday, I guess, on the opinion page, both you and Mayor Berry had pieces about what's going on in the city, so good chance to kind of see an overview of what's going on there.
Yeah, and we'd be happy to talk about some of what's in there from time to time. Yeah. I got a little long-winded in mine. I think I came up with, I think Borden told me 800 words. I think I came up with 1,900 words, but that's because there's a lot of wonderful things going on in Bryan, and there's a lot of informational items that the citizens seem to be aware of, and so we covered, you know, police and fire and some of those entities in the first half, and the second half is going to talk more about what we've saw in 2012 and economic development, business development, and then what we anticipate in 2013, and maybe even release a few businesses that no one's heard about yet.
Great.
So be interesting.
Sounds good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. That's Jason Bianski. He's the mayor of Bryan. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Inflation is a no-show. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The government measured no inflation at the retail level last month. The Labor Department says we were paying more for food and shelter in December, but the increases were offset by gasoline prices, which fell more than 2%. The Consumer Price Index was unchanged. Both of the Japanese airlines that fly Boeing 787 Dreamliners are grounding the jets so they can be inspected. The groundings were prompted by the latest glitch involving one of the planes. A Dreamliner operated by All Nippon Airways made an emergency landing in Japan and used slides to evacuate passengers after a battery alarm alert and the possible presence of smoke. A Japan Airlines 787 caught fire in Boston last week. New research is raising questions about the future of 401k savings plans. Hello Wallet says more than a quarter of the workers who have the plans will access the money before they reach retirement age. Stock market futures are mixed ahead of the midweek session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
This is Charles Osgood. You never forget the feeling of selling your first handmade item, or the satisfaction of completing your very first masterpiece in the garage, or the day your online store opened for business. These are the most special moments for small business owners, and these are the moments the UPS store knows best. They know that getting your foot in the door isn't the first step towards success, it's the hardest part, and that's exactly why the UPS store created Small Business Toolkits. They're a great way to promote your startup business or give your established business a marketing boost. Come in today and customize your kit with brochures, flyers, or business cards. You'll also get a mailbox, house account, and discount card on packing services. So get ready to celebrate your small business success in a big way with a Small Business Toolkit only from the UPS store. And don't forget they're open on Martin Luther King Jr. Day for all your printing and shipping needs. To find a location near you, visit theupsstore.com.
The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Products, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next. Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the offensive lineman. Oh, it's not the most glamorous position on the field. You don't make the highlight reel or get your name in the paper. But you provide something no successful team can do without. Protection. We know. We've been protecting Texas companies with workers' comp coverage for over 20 years. So here's to you, linemen. You keep hanging in there and taking care of business. We'll do the same. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M basketball team will take on Florida. SEC action tomorrow night at Reed. 6 o'clock tip time, 5:30 broadcast time on this radio station. For tickets, 1-888-99-AGGIE. Spotlight today on Jared Johns, a walk-on, a forward, 6'6", 205 from Spring. And Klein Collins asked him about his opportunity to play in a lot of games this year for the Aggies. Jared Johns.
Man, it's been a real dream come true. You grew up an Aggie. I'm a third generation Aggie.
Oh, right?
Grandpa class of 60, mom class of 84. So, you know, it's just been a blessing. You know, you never thought you were going to be here. And,
yep.
You know, every game that you come to, you know, you get your jersey and it says Texas A&M on it, and number 42, and it's still surreal.
Texas A&M senior Jared Johns, the Aggies and the Florida Gators on the court at Reed tomorrow night. Our tip time on that one at 6, 5:30 broadcast time. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie basketball report.
WTAW News time is 8:30. It's 35 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The Texas Department of Transportation will wait until the risk passes of freezing precipitation before speed limits on Brazos County roads are raised to 75 miles per hour. When the weather improves, TxDOT crews will start on Highway 6 from Benchley to the Grimes County line, then work back. After that, they'll work on Highway 47, then move on to Highway 21 from the Brazos River to the West Bryan City limits. Bryan police say a local woman who isn't falling for a phone scam has filed a harassment complaint after the same person has called multiple times.
And it does happen from time to time. They try to put the pressure on, hoping that you'll give, but just stay strong. And then she made that report with us, too, and I'm not sure, but the phone company might be able to help her out now that she's made that report.
Officer Kelly McEthan says the scammer keeps telling the woman she's won cash, but in order to claim the prize, she has to pay a fee. The next step in the more than $400 million expansion of Kyle Field will be announced this afternoon.
Those attending what the system office describes only as an important update includes Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters, College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, and Convention and Visitors Bureau Chairman Hunter Goodwin. A consultant hired by the CVB and Chamber reported if home football games are moved out of town, losses would include nearly 1,000 jobs, $21 million in payroll, and a reduction of property tax revenue of nearly $3 million. The local leaders are scheduled to join A&M President Bowen Lofton and Chancellor John Sharp at the Zone Club. It's been nearly 6 months since the A&M system asked local governments to contribute $38 million, and as recently as last month, Sharp said keeping home games at Kyle Field remained likely, but not finalized. Chancellor also said at the time the 12th Man Foundation was in charge of raising $100 million for naming rights, and the rest would be funded by bonds that would be paid off with stadium revenue. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
You've heard of the military buying toilets for $1,000 each. On the A&M campus, Chancellor John Sharp told the Faculty Senate this week he's heard from professors charged $10,000 for running a computer line and $600 to hang a door. But Sharp says those are two of only five complaints he's heard since the start of the outsourcing.
Somebody said there's a rumor that maintenance functions may be returned to TMU operations. That's BS. I don't know where that came from.
Sharp says the problems he's been told about were resolved quickly.
Hopefully, those kinds of things won't happen again. But when they do, don't take them at face value, as you might have in the past. Just complain to somebody and let them go back and run it through the channels. It won't take 10 minutes to do it.
Those attending the Faculty Senate meeting were given the cell phone number of the system employee overseeing the outsourcing contract. Students in the College Station School District who take state-mandated end-of-course exams won't have those results count as part of their final grades. School Board President Valerie Yokin says the exemption option passed last night was important to keep local control.
We all agree assessment is important, but to be told that it has to be 25% of a student's grade when we don't have clarity on how that information is going to be tested to the students.
The board also set next year's calendar, with Jeff Harris calling on the legislature to allow earlier starts to balance the length of semesters.
Let us have flexibility, even a week, on when we start, and we might be able to improve education in the state without costing them a dime.
The board picked the calendar recommended by almost two-thirds of district patrons. And the state of Texas is preparing to say no to any presidential executive order restricting the ownership of guns or ammunition. State Representative Steve Toth is preparing to introduce the Firearms Protection Act, which would order that any gun restrictions are invalid in Texas and also call for penalties. The Woodlands Republican says it's time the state stand up to whom he calls King Obama.
It's our responsibility to push back when those rights are infringed. And right now, he's talking about through executive order.
His bill would call for a prison term of up to 5 years for any persons trying to enforce a federal anti-gun order in Texas. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 35 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Allen Honda always provides you with a great car buying experience. Come in today and see the entire line of fuel-efficient new Hondas, from the Civic and Accord to the Element and the Ridgeline. Allen's got your Honda, and Allen Honda Service Department is top-notch, always giving attention to every detail so your Honda's operating at its very best. Allen Honda on the Earl Rudder Freeway in College Station. Come in for a great buying experience. Allen's got your Honda.
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The bank and trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, this is Debbie at Bottom Line. Exciting news. We have a simple cash option for those who want their money within 24 to 48 hours. This is not a loan. If we prepare your return and it is accepted by the IRS, you could receive money in 24 to 48 hours. Call now, 691-2345.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure slides our way. That will have the tendency to get cloudiness out of the region and allow for some improving weather conditions across the area. I do expect some sunshine to develop today. Highs are probably going to be 50 to 55. It'll be clear, chilly tonight down to 30 to 35. Mostly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs near 55. Tomorrow night clear, a low of 35. During the day Friday, it'll be sunny and highs will be 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:37 in just a minute. Jobs that you shouldn't have your children learning to do.
Oh, yeah?
Jobs that you shouldn't have your children learning to do since they're apparently going to go away.
Is English degree one of those jobs?
Well, no. Just jobs, not degrees.
Oh, okay.
But, that
just
could
checking.
Work, too. Season 12 of American Idol will debut with a two-night premiere tonight. Woohoo! And tomorrow on Fox.
Going to watch that?
No.
He's completely underwhelmed.
I've never watched it, and I don't see any reason to start now.
You just had a lot of vocal articulation.
There you are. But in addition to introducing new judges, another major change has been made involving the contestants. In addition to the auditions, judges will surprise people who couldn't attend the auditions because they were working or too shy. For example, Randy turned up at a place in Staten Island and surprised a young singer and sent her straight to Hollywood. Da-da-da-da! This season's Idol.
Yeah, but sometimes when people try to send you straight to Hollywood, it's like really a, drug or prostitution
ring
or something. Yeah,
but no, this
something.
Is, no, this wasn't,
trust that.
Yeah, this wasn't slavery or anything. Yeah, this is, they knew why they were going. This season, Idol auditions will be held in Charlotte, North Carolina, Chicago, Long Beach, California, New Orleans, New York, Oklahoma City, and San Antonio.
San Antonio. That's pretty far away.
Well, but still, I mean,
what
I guess...
What would you do? Would you disown me if I went on American
Idol? No. On American Idol? Well, no. If you can do it, more power to you. I mean, you know, if it works for you, then that's an okay thing. You know. Remember we talked about how A.J. McCarron's girlfriend had been, well, kind of the focal point of Brent Musburger's verbal ogling. Actually, it's kind of creepy to some people. And she's decided to get off the grid. She had like 8 interviews that the following week, and she canceled them all, saying, you know, don't need to be doing that. Just don't need to be doing anything that would take away from A.J.'s idea of being a star quarterback in the NFL after being at Alabama. Didn't want to hurt their relationship. Well, it just shows to go you that she gets an opportunity to be in Sports Illustrated and the swimsuit edition. You go,
she'll take that one?
I'll do that. I'll do that. Sure will. Catherine Webb is her name. She'll be posing for the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition this February. Obviously, being on ESPN helped a little bit.
You think?
But and why not? I mean, it's February, and they go off to some, you know, island where it's nice and warm with clear water and white sands, and, you know, they get you to wear a swimsuit, and I guess she gets approval of what to wear. I'm not sure, but nonetheless, she's decided that she'll do that. She may not do interviews with Maury Povich, but she'll do that. Hey, if you're a...
It's good work if you can get it.
Yeah, I think probably pays okay. If you're a Robert Langdon fan, it's time for another one of those. Dan Brown, author of The Da Vinci Code, announced his new book, Inferno, will be in stores on May the 14th. The new novel will reportedly have the star of The Da Vinci Code, the fictional Harvard professor Robert Langdon, investigating the mystery found between the pages of the novel of Dante's Inferno. Wow. Takes on the Catholic Church and then decides to go after Dante's Inferno. That'll be interesting. But I don't know. You know, I like the books. I really did.
What, Dante's Inferno?
No, Angels and Demons and The Da Vinci Code. I enjoyed them. But, yeah, we'll see how that works out. All right, from the late 1800s until the 1950s, the residents of the Smithsonian Institution building known as the Castle, that original building in D.C., often heard bumps in the night. They were not ghosts. They were barn owls. The birds who roosted in the building's towers proved to be interesting research subjects. You know, you got a room for, I mean, really, you got a building full of geeks. They're going to study.
Oh, sure.
Scientists could study everything from the hunting habits to the contents of their pellets. Those are the little, you know, regurgitated remains of what they ate. But the owls often crashed into residents' windows and dive-bombed the security guards while hunting for prey at night. And the droppings even caused the floor of one tower to collapse. Wow!
That's a lot of droppings.
That's a lot of owl poop. Back in the 1950s, the owls were removed and the tower's windows barred. Then in 1974, institution secretary and ornithologist, that's a bird guy.
Bird person.
Yeah, that's right. S. Dillon Ripley brought the owls back to hunt rats that had been attracted to new garbage cans on the National Mall. Alex and Athena were the owls, trained at the National Zoological Park. They were placed in the towers and soon hatched out 7 little owlets.
Is that what they're really called?
I don't know. I guess it'd be sure. Baby owls. The the feathery family flew the coop in 1975, and in 1977, 2 more trained owls, these were named Increase and Diffusion, were placed in the tower. They also hatched owlets, and those birds eventually flew to freedom. So today, the castle's nests are empty, but they have, you know, I guess they're taking, you know, Craigslist. You go there. Owls in the castle, you could do that. Owls are interesting. We used to have one that lived in the parking lot, or it kind of hung out in the parking lot, you know, getting to work early, you know, like 3 till 6, and hearing it whoosh through the air. You know, they're silent. Their wingtips are such that they're designed that you cannot hear them flap their wings.
Owls are very impressive.
Yeah, pretty cool looking things. Okay, here we go. I have nothing other than this one line that does fascinate me. Some Walgreens drug stores are now selling sushi.
No, thank you.
Just say. And you see, that's the thing. It's amazing because, you know, there are grocery-toriums that have them. And actually, one of the best sushi chefs that I can remember here locally was not an Asian. But they always, you know, it's almost like they always have to have an Asian back there as a sushi chef. You know what I'm saying? Because people think, oh, well, okay.
He's got to know what he's doing.
Sure, of course he knows what he's doing. Or that if he's not, then he doesn't know what he's doing. And that's not necessarily true. But I think everyone that I've seen here, and again, grocery store sushi.
I mean, wouldn't you be kind of disappointed if you were at a Mexican restaurant and your waiter was Asian?
No.
Or if you went to, like, Benihana and your waiter was from... I don't know.
France?
El Salvador.
Yeah, I have some guy from France doing that. That'd be kind of cool. Go to Benihana and hear some guy speaking in a French accent.
Bonsoir, would you like...
Here we go. Jobs. Jobs on the brink of going away. The librarian.
No.
Well, that's what they're saying here.
No.
The new librarian is a digital archivist.
No.
Savvy with searches and keywords and helpful websites. So, actually, it has evolved into something new and different. So, there you are. You got to be a different kind of librarian than you were 20 years ago.
Marion, the digital activist, or
that's
whatever you said,
exactly.
Doesn't sound quite...
I don't think that would work in the music, man. No, that's probably right. professional typist, once again, evolving. Seen even Hunt and Peck keyboarders tapping out emails and top typists needing new additional software proficiencies to keep their spot at the keyboard. So used to be, you know, doing that. And again, remember those IBM Selectric machines?
Yep.
Wow, those are just cool. Just watching it, the little... And, you know, what I saw somebody do this, and so I did it too, is I taped a piece of paper, you know, the piece of paper I folded, you know, a little edge so it would be sticking straight up, and I taped it onto the... to the ball, so you could actually watch how that thing moves, because it moves so fast, it would be hard for you to be able to see it. Kat, you have no idea what we're talking about.
I've worked with a typewriter in the theater.
No, type of an IBM Selectric.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
Specific brand name.
Yeah. An IBM Selectric, and what it had was a little ball that you put on that was about the size of a ping pong ball, and all over it were the letters and characters. So you would strike a letter, and the ball would rise up and turn to the point where it needed to strike whatever character you hit on the keyboard. Pretty cool?
It's like a reverse golf ball almost.
She doesn't seem to be fascinated.
I'm too busy thinking about how cool it would be to be a stenographer. That's what you made me think of, really. Whenever you talked about how typists are going out as fashion.
Money.
I was thinking about in Dracula... the female protagonist is a stenographer, and I just was always really impressed because she was like the modern girl. Of course, that was Victorians, but anyway, never mind. That's what I've been thinking about while you were talking about
modern.
Then, I didn't know what you were talking about.
I probably could go out there and see if there are any stenographer positions. I don't think there are too many, but nonetheless, well, you might check out the IBM Selectric. They have this thing called computer, and it has a deal called YouTube, which is really cool. And if you type in at YouTube, IBM Selectric.
I'm working on it.
Well, they've probably got some video. No, she needs to learn how to use a computer. No, you need to wait.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, look at that. It's pretty cool. But, again, yeah. Video store clerk. Yeah, they're pretty much gone. With live streaming movies and web and mailbox delivery, video stores and clerks kind of getting relegated over to the other area. Referees and umpires are evolving while instant replay technology...
No, they're not getting rid of them,
well,
are they?
No, they're evolving, you see. They're changing. So don't know exactly what they'll become other than put on the headphones and talk to the guys in the box.
Angry people. I considered going to umpire school.
Did you?
Yeah. It just didn't work out.
Oh, very nice.
That's an IBM Selectric?
Yeah, that probably
is. That's what it is.
Yeah. But being able to see, it sounds just like what you would think any other... machine would be, and that is that you're hearing key strikes, but in fact, this is a ball that turns around, and it's pretty cool.
I will look it up for sure.
Well, you might enjoy it. Travel agents, they're evolving. Almost anyone can do their own online travel now. Howsomever, I will say this. You know, it used to be that travel agents got to travel around a lot to go to places so that they could give you a first-person report. If you're doing something that's complicated, travel agents can be very helpful to you. For instance, if you're going on a cruise and the cruise leaves from some other place, not Galveston, for instance, maybe getting to the place where the cruise leaves is a good idea, knowing when they board, knowing when they get back. That way, get yourself back to, you know, good old Bryan College Station. So there's certainly some areas still where travel agents can be important. Newspaper deliverers. You know, there used to be a bunch of them out there. Now a mouse click pretty well takes care of it. I was growing up as a newspaper boy.
Were you really?
I was, yeah, for the battalion.
I think that's pretty cool.
Rolled and threw 435 newspapers every day. That's kind
wow.
of
that's
kind
so did
of
you
fun.
Go around saying you want your $2?
No, no, no. See, it was free. That's the thing that's great. So you didn't have to go collect because the battalion
was
free.
Oh, that's right.
And did you have a massive arm on one side?
Yeah, no, not really. No, but and the other thing that was kind of cool is the way that you would seal the paper up at that time. And that was you would use thread.
Did you throw it like...
Oh, would tie it together?
Yeah.
I remember
you,
that.
You put the thread in the corner of your mouth, and you roll the paper up, and then you sling it, and it goes around about two times, and then you push it down once, and it ties a little knot, and you snap it with your hand.
I'd like to see a demonstration.
Well, you bring the newspaper up here and the thread, and I can do that for you.
Okay.
And, again, it's one of those things that does... Just, you know, in the stream of consciousness thing, there's a guy named Jay Sokol who used to work here. He works for one of the cities now. I don't want to say which one because it's, you know, it could be either one. Now,
and, it has two names, though.
Yeah, it does. And Jay's folks had a ready-to-wear store in Breckenridge, Texas, I think. And he came in one day, I think he was working in the city of Bryan, and there were a pile of T-shirts in here for me to give away. And as we're standing there talking... He just folds these things. It takes him about 2 seconds to fold them and makes this perfect stack. I'm looking at him. And then he explained to me that his parents had this ready-to-wear store, and so obviously they'd have to go through and straighten up the inventory.
It's one of the benefits of child labor. Lifetime skills.
That's right. And again, to see somebody who you know and then find them doing some sort of skill that you haven't seen before. Like the first time I walked in and my wife was, she wasn't my wife yet, but was speaking Dutch to somebody else. I'm going, what?
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, she's not from
that
here.
Is really
oh,
cool.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so it is. It's pretty cool for that to happen. All right, about 9 till.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Many of you have noticed the recent construction on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. Well, that's the new location of W.E. Gibson Insurance. Our agency has experienced tremendous growth, so we have moved to this new location in order to enhance our ability to better serve our many present and future personal and commercial insurance customers. So remember, we are no longer in the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie. We are now just down the street at the corner of Longmire and Deacon. If you're in the market for auto, home, business insurance, or any other type of insurance, come see W.E. Gibson Insurance at our new location on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. Or visit our website at wegibson.com. We are a trusted choice independent insurance agency representing over 45 insurance companies, and we have been serving the insurance needs of the Brazos Valley for over 130 years. If you can't come by our new offices, then give us a call at 694-1555.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we go. We didn't finish the list, actually. We got sidetracked. Imagine that.
Shocking.
Yeah, I know. Other jobs that you might not want to have anymore because they could be going away. What did we finish up with? Newspaper boy?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Newspaper delivery person. Postal worker. Yeah, that's changing a lot. That's for sure. You know, they're not doing nearly the things that they used to. Wait a minute. We're going to put the rest of the list. What the hell doesn't matter. Just we'll get to
those
it.
Those jobs
eventually.
Are obsolete anyway.
Yeah, that's right. It's just this is that. Hey, that is one. Radio disc jockey.
No.
Yes, radio disc jockeys.
You're not a disc jockey though.
No, you're not a disc jockey. You're,
oh well, good. Yeah.
No, radio disc jockeys.
What a relief! I guess I'm relevant after all.
Syndication and what's called voice tracking has changed the medium, but the airwaves are being replaced by web waves, podcasting, and webcasting. Okay, so Kevin, since you know this world, what does it mean when you hear voice tracking? What is that?
Basically, your computer is set up in pick a city.
Yeah,
and
whatever.
There's another
yeah.
computer that's set up the exact same way in pick a city, and you would sit down and record your show just like you would do a normal show, but you would hear the last 10 seconds of one song and the first 10 seconds of the next song, record whatever it was you were going to say, and it shoots it down into the next city and sounds like you're sitting there.
Yeah, and interested.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're connected.
Now, if you're driving down the road, you'll hear the same thing from city to city.
Though, yeah.
Because it's the same person
yeah.
doing the exact same thing because all the computers are the same.
Right. And I guess we're not giving secrets away. There are radio stations in this market that do that. Yeah.
Well, as a matter of fact, I used to fill in and do weekends in Waco.
There you go. From here.
From here.
Yeah, which is good. It beats driving. You know, that's so. Yeah,
yes, it does. And to do a four-hour shift took me about 30 minutes.
And there you are. Hey, party girls, party girls. Do you like to let loose in Taiwan on? You may want to put down the Cosmopolitan and pick up some knitting needles. The Center for Disease Control discovered that almost 12.5% of female population engaged in binge drinking. Almost a quarter of the ladies, 18 to 34, imbibe, and 14 million girls get loopy 3 times a month. I mean, and again, 12.5% of the female population engage in binge drinking. Almost a quarter of the ladies, 18 to 34, imbibe, and 14 million get loopy 3 times a month.
Wow. That's why, if you'll notice, beer commercials and stuff all now have females in them.
You know they do, don't they? That's
not just some pretty girl. They're partaking.
Yep, they have changed that. A Florida couple. Oh, we'll save this. It's a story about cats. We'll save that until Kat is back. She's off doing another paper route right now, so we would want her to hear that. Washington State man tried to outpedal police while wearing a bicycle helmet.
And precious little else?
No, that's all. Just the bicycle helmet. Yeah. James Kirk of Linwood, Washington, arrested back in August when police spotted him touring around in a stolen Mustang. He bailed out of the car, tried to make it on foot, but his loose shorts came off, and somewhere else he lost his T-shirt, and police spotted him minutes later pretty much buck naked pedaling a bicycle. He was, however, wearing the safety helmet. Very good.
So he won't be ticketed for that.
That's true. Managed to dodge police cars long enough to break into a single woman's home where he demanded clothes. Okay. Threatened to kill her if she gave him any trouble. When pursuing police arrived, they zapped him with pepper spray. And then he denied threatening the woman, telling the cops that they had developed a relationship. Yeah, right. I ran into her house and we developed a relationship. He was sentenced on Monday, 2 years in jail. Don't do that. Just don't do that. So.
I'm just thinking of the chafing.
Oh yeah, you know, one of the other things that we were talking about Facebook and this whole idea of a new search tool that's out there today, and I mean I suppose that they look at their profile, they know who their customers are. There have to be a lot of people who are not dating, who are not looking for someone, and for them this tool would seem to hold no promise whatsoever. I mean, yeah, they tried to say you could find a dentist or a plumber using this, but truth be told, you're not going to do that. I mean, this is to go find somebody to date, isn't it?
More than likely.
Go to find somebody to hang out with. And that to me is certainly a large enough universe for people who use it, but long term, I would think that's a database that would get smaller and smaller, or a base that would get smaller and smaller and smaller. So we'll see.
I guess what if you don't want to be hunted on the internet?
Hunted. Yeah. There are three metal keys to starting and maintaining an exercise routine. A sports psychologist named Julie Bell, works out of Dallas, says it takes 21 to 28 days to develop a habit. Julie says getting your mind wrapped around the goal is a big part of this. We focus on the physical part of it, but there is also a large mental component as well. Number one, have confidence in your plan and stick with it. Julie cites examples of dieters who have a new plan every other day because they didn't really have confidence in what their original plan was. So when they do that, they're fraught with failure. Hello?
Hey, back on the thing with the ladies getting intoxicated 3 times a month?
Yes.
You know, it's got to be pretty sad that either we're getting butt ugly or their really standards are high because they put on beer goggles.
Yeah.
Wow.
I go with the guys getting ugly. I'm just saying.
Wow.
I mean, that's it. I think that's what it is.
Did y'all have an interesting conversation while I was doing
the
news
you were
for
gone.
The Christian
station? Yeah, we were talking about girls drinking a lot.
Though. Oh, my
gosh. Yeah, I'm sorry. We should have saved it for you, but we didn't know. Okay, number two, what Julie says is recognize incremental success from the get-go. People expect to set their goal on day one and reach it every time, and you're not going to be able to do that. Small goals can be considered successes. And number three, commit to being uncomfortable for a month. Creating new routines requires doing unfamiliar things, which can raise your anxiety level. It takes time for new practices to become habits, so do that. Take your time. You can be successful. That's Julie Bell, sports psychologist from Dallas.
Hi, this is Debbie at Bottom Line. Exciting news. We have a simple cash option for those who want their money within 24 to 48 hours. This is not a loan. If we prepare your return and it is accepted by the IRS, you could receive money in 24 to 48 hours. Call now, 691-2345.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. America's Choice. Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofing.com.